There's a new business coming to the Cape Jackson Metro. In fact, coming to many locations in the state of Missouri. I'm John Maynard, President and CEO of the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. On November 6, 2018, Missouri voters overwhelmingly passed Constitutional Amendment 2, legalizing marijuana for approved medical use in Missouri. Since then, officials have been grappling with rules and regulations related to implementing the will of the people who joined many states in openly defying federal law with this vote. The state must consider regulating grow operations, dispensaries, and other marijuana product-related businesses. It is estimated as many as 50 people will be employed at the state level to deal with this issue alone. Certainly, compliance is a big deal in this field. Locally, communities are dealing with zoning issues related to Amendment 2. The state guideline was that no related businesses would be located within 1,000 feet of a church, school, or daycare. However, the amendment allows local authorities to modify that distance. Many local governments are in the process of determining what is right for their unique area. Chambers of Commerce have largely stayed out of the discussion pertaining to zoning regulations. Most chambers seem open to accepting these new legal businesses into the community. However, this is a little challenging as they will be the only legal local business dealing with a product that is against federal law. Whether you agree or disagree with the vote, the business of medical marijuana use is coming to your community. I'm John Maynard. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.